How's the last few days been for you?
It's been good. Obviously, you know, the change and stuff. It's been relatively a smooth transition from obviously Gus to Doug, but our players are adapting well and realize we got two more games that we got to go out and perform well and try to win.
Arguably, nobody in this building is close to Gus as you.
Yep.
How did you handle that and in terms of him getting fired and whatnot?
Well, you know, when we get into this business, and we know that there's only two types of coaches, those that have and those that will be fired. So with that being said, we knew at some point in time it was going to happen. You know, it does to everybody. Obviously, it's not an easy transition with him and I being so close. But we had a good lengthy conversation after the game, and he knows that I support him 100% and what we were trying to do here. So it's been trying, but at the same time, we're excited about, you know, Doug and trying to get wins these next two games.
Because you had two games left, does that make it easier to compartmentalize it as opposed to if it happened at the end of the season, you know what I mean? You're going to have stuff going on right away?
Yeah, you know, right now we really don't have time to think about it just because obviously the two contests, we got a short week. And we got a tough opponent in 2 weeks or a short week. So, you know, we just get in and we grind and follow the leadership of Doug, and all the players are doing the same thing. So, you know, it's just we got to get going and get ready for Saturday.
Do you like to think that you've done enough with this defense to give yourself a chance to stick around?
You know, I haven't even thought about that, to be honest with you. The biggest thing is what happens. We just continue to play hard, and our players, you know, respond to Doug. And I think we owe it to the organization, regardless what direction they want to go, that we bust our back for the next 2 weeks. Well, we'll see where the chips lie after that. But like we said, we all know this is just part of the business.
Doug, obviously an offensive guy, do you have even more control over the defense as far as like during the week and personnel changes than you did this time last week?
No, it's the head coach obviously makes the decisions. And, you know, Doug and I have been in conversation ever since this thing has changed, and we'll continue to be in conversation. You know, he wants input from us. He's going to do what he needs to do as a head coach, and we're going to follow his lead that way.
Will there be personnel changes this week on the defensive side?
No. No, we're going to keep battling away, and you know, we played some pretty decent football up until this point with the guys that we have, and you know, we feel strong in, you know, all the guys we have on the defensive side.
Do you anticipate any change in terms of what he wants you to do on the field, scheme-wise, approach, anything like that?
No, we've sat down. You know, he's been pleased with what we've done so far on defense. You know, we just want to go out and continue to play sound, hard football, and if that happens, you know, I think we give ourselves a chance on Saturday.
Last year, you and Marone went up against each other with your units. What's your relationship like from that?
You know, we're very similar, I would say. You know, we are very detail-orientated people. Fundamentals are really important. I think the closer you get to the football, that's the type of coach you are. So, and you can see that in his leadership style. The details and the fundamentals are there. But we have a good relationship. You know, we trust each other. We know that we're going to do what's best for the organization and continue to help lead this team, not only the whole team, but the defense.
When you start looking at Tennessee, is that Week 7 tape come back up, and how difficult is that to watch, and how motivating is that for you guys?
It was brutal to watch. We played probably our worst football game of the year. We didn't have the energy and the effort and stuff that we've had up to that prior. We have definitely challenged them. We got some things. They're a very talented football team. They run the ball extremely well. And we got to go out with a little fire on our backside to make sure that we play well. And we look forward to the challenge. And we've challenged them each and every day we've been in that room this week.
What kind of season has Prince had?
Prince has been solid. You know, he's done a nice job of staying on top, not giving up big plays for the most part. You know, everybody's going to give up some, but he's been really solid. And he's done a nice job tackling. He's going to be in position this week to tackle these running backs. And he's done a really nice job. He's physical in the run game, and he does a nice job of studying. He's really into how this system is run in detail, and you can tell he's studying. He's executing very well.
When you say solid, is that a Gus solid, or is that a solid me different coming from you?
I don't know what Gus solid is. Yeah. Yeah. He's played well.
He's had a good year.
He's played very well for us. Yeah. And, you know, that's why he's been starting for us. He does a nice job, you know, usually on their number two receiver and stuff like that. But a lot of people are going after him, and he's standing up. So, you know, what we thought we were going to get out of Prince, we've gotten out of Prince.
Is what we got out of what we saw from Jalen? Mm-hmm. Is that what he's capable of week in and week out.
Yeah, there ain't no doubt. He, you know, the longer he's in this league and the more challenges he has, he's only going to get better. So we're very, very pleased with him. And we'll continue to put him on their best wideout. And, you know, what we've seen up until this far, he will respond. So, you know, we obviously very, very pleased with Jalen.
Do you tell him to shut up about officials and stuff after the game? You just let him go?
Yeah, that's not my business. That's somebody higher up there.
But you don't have a problem with him. I mean, that's just kind of who he is, right?
He's a very competitive person. Obviously, you know, we've talked to him about it, you know, and that kind of stuff. He needs to make better decisions. But, you know, I'm never going to try to put my thumb on a competitive person. You know, he just needs to make better decisions, and he will in time. He's young, but at the same time, I love the fire.
You broke the interception skid last week. How nice was that to kind of get some plays in the air?
Well, it was good. You know, we had a tip and an overthrow and a great drop by Telvin. And, you know, I'd like to see a score on those plays. But it's a situation, you know, we're going to get some more opportunities. And they've done a great job up until this point. We are finally getting our hand on some balls. So hopefully they can keep coming.
Get Malik on the jug machine this week?
Yeah, you know, I play catch with Malik every day, so that was not a shock for us. We've been kidding Malik all week long about it. But, you know, hopefully he'll have another opportunity and he'll catch that one.
He denies it hit him in the face. Did it hit him in the face?
It hit him in the hand, maybe.
Okay. He's not made to.
What makes Tennessee's offense, I guess, unique? It's a little different.
Yeah, you know, they do a lot of things trying to create leverage on your defense. A lot of shifts, a lot of motions, and creating, you know, indecision on you defensively. And then once they get there, they do a nice job of putting guys in position to make tackles in space. And you've seen that the first time we played them. You know, we were out in space trying to make tackles. So they do a really nice job schematically of getting angles on your defense. So, and then obviously their offensive line is big and physical. They're a downhill running team. And when you turn it around and hand it to those two backs, they're pretty special. So, you know, not only is the scheme a little bit unique and challenging, they got some darn good players running it. So that's the challenge for us this week.
What exactly can a defense do to help close out a game down the stretch when the offense maybe isn't staying on the field very well?
What do we got to do?
Yeah, what can you do differently to help close out the game?
Well, we got to make some plays. You know, that last drive when they were throwing the football, we got to be able to get to the passer. You know, that was a little thing that I was a little frustrated with the defensive line last week, is we didn't get to the quarterback like we needed to. And, you know, he was standing back there. Other times the ball was coming out quick. I understand that. But when he's holding it, we got to get there. And that last drive and that kind of stuff, if we can get to the quarterback, I think it changes the outcome of that game. When it's a situation where they got to run the ball, then we got to be able to tackle, you know, to close out a game. So that's the biggest thing that's been showing up the last couple of weeks.